Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Hand pass waved off, shot tipped in front, chance right there, shot scores! 1:11 left to go in the third overtime. The longest game in Michigan Tech hockey history is over.
And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thanks a lot. And yes, we are having a special edition of the Mel Pearson Show here on this Monday morning. And glad to have you with us. Mel is in our studio. We are ready to catch up on Michigan Tech hockey. There has been a lot going on since the last time we talked to you on the air, Coach. And welcome back to the Mix 93 studios.
Good morning, Dirk. It feels good to be here even on this beautiful Friday morning. But there's never a day you can't talk about hockey that I'm excited to talk about hockey, especially Michigan Tech hockey.
So much has gone on since we had our last Mel Pearson show, and we've had an assistant coach move on. We've had the draft. We've had the Stanley Cup finals have finished up, and a lot of our guys are going to NHL camps or at NHL camps.
Well, it's a busy time. It's you know, you think when hockey season is over, everybody always wonders, well, what happens or what goes on? But it's been a real busy spring for a number of reasons that you just pointed out. So it's been a good spring, but nonetheless a bit busy spring. And as we speak, you know, one of our assistant coaches, I guess our only current assistant, is out on the road recruiting and in Buffalo, New York at the Select 16s, where they bring in the top, you know, supposedly the top young players in that age group. So there's roughly, you know, over approximately 200 players there. So, and I just was in Buffalo last week at the 17th, so the 98 birth year. So there's always something going on, and we're always busy, and I got a recruit coming in later today, and it's go, go, go.
Do you find yourself, Coach, you're done with 4 years of your head coaching after all those years of assistant coaches. Do you still find yourself drawn to go out and look at players and be the guy that sees them?
Well, I enjoy being in the rink first and foremost. You know, you see a lot of different people in the rink. You network a lot in the rinks. You know, hockey's a small world, so you run into a ton of people. For example, when I was in Buffalo last week, you know, I happened to be sitting right next to John Hill, former head coach at Alaska Anchorage. Now, you know, he's a Minnesota assistant for a while. Now he's scouting for the Columbus Blue Jackets. So I sat with John, and then all of a sudden comes in Todd Richards. Todd Richards is a current head coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets, coached the U.S. team at the World Championships this spring, did a heck of a job with that team, and, you know, had a son there. So, and I tried to recruit Todd way back when I was an assistant at Michigan Tech. I tried to recruit Todd here. He played for Armstrong High School in Minnesota. So, so I enjoy that. You get in the rink, and then it's good for me to see you know, some kids that normally I won't see during the winter. So I get out there, and it's good to see the prospects. And so when their names come up, at least I have somewhat of a feel for them. You know, mind you, it's only summer hockey. It's not the same as playing in, you know, in season with your regular team, but it's still good for me to be in the rinks and get familiar with some of the names that, you know, and some of these kids we're recruiting too. So, you know, I came back from Buffalo, and there's a handful of kids that we, you know, set out to make contact with and see where their interest level lies with Michigan Tech, and a couple we'll bring on visits. So, and all of June was like that. June was just a hectic month for us and our staff. And with Billy McCault, we'll talk about him moving on. I felt it was even more important that I get in the rink and watch some of these prospects.
Well, before we get to Billy, can we talk about some of the things outside of Michigan Tech, but still related to college hockey? We didn't get a chance to hear your comments on Dave Haxtell going to the to Philadelphia as the head coach.
Yeah, a lot of things have happened. I think one of the big things you see happening a lot more now is college, former college, you know, or people who have been affiliated with colleges ending up at the NHL level. So extremely happy for Dave. I had a chance to talk to him a couple times since he's taken the job. And, you know, he's done a real good job at North Dakota, obviously. And from our perspective, you know, college looks at it, we wish him well. We hope he does well, and we know he will. You know, he's a tremendous coach, and he's done a great job there. So, you know, he'll just transition into there, and I'm sure he'll be fine. But not surprised, but, you know, caught me off guard, though, a little bit. Yeah. Because, you know, he had been there for so long. But, you know, he's done a great job there, and I think they pursued him. They came after him two or three times and got him in a situation where he said, you know, let's go for it. So he can always come back to the college level and probably get a job. So it's a good chance for him and his family. And to give it a shot.
So with Ron Hextall going after him so hard, of course his son played for Dave, do you think the fact that North Dakota had not won the big one with Dave, that was the reason why he shied away from it at first, wanting and then not jumping at the pro game? Like, say he had won the whole thing this year, right, would it have been easier for him to say, yep, I'm ready for a new challenge?
Good question. I'm not sure of that. I mean, I think it just got to a point where, he looks at where he's at in his career, looks when he's going to get an opportunity, maybe go to the National Hockey League, which is the highest level. And a number of guys want to do that, whether it's Jeff Blashill, or John Cooper, or, like I said, a number of these guys along that line. So I think he just got to a point where they made it too attractive for him, regardless if he had won or not won, and said, hey, let's go for it. Let's give it a chance.
Would have been great to have a crack at those guys down at Fargo.
Yeah, we've talked about that. And in fact, in one of the recruiting trips I made in June, I ran into Brad Berry. I've known Bub a long time, and he's the new head coach in North Dakota. So we had talked about that a little bit. And, along the way, I got a lot of nice compliments about our team and how they played. And, I shared that with our group, because we had our group of players here up until, I think it was like June 21st or 22nd. They finally all got to go home. But Brad's going to do a good job there. And, you talk about little things like that, and then you talk about scheduling. He's interested in getting
That was my next question,
home, so.
Yeah. Does that open up or close things more with North Dakota as far as us playing them?
No, it was open all along. Yeah. Dave was really good, and he likes the way we play, and we've had good games with them the last few games they've played. So we're going to continue on that. I know I've discussed with them, and they're fine about coming here to Tech and playing, and we're fine with going to Grand Forks and playing. So I think it's a good rivalry. We've elevated our program. They're a good program. They're good games. Fans want to see those games. So we're going to do everything we can. I think they're booked up for 2 or 3 years, so it might not be for a while. But having said that, those talks are moving forward, and I'm really excited about that.
All right, Coach. Well, let's talk about Billy McCault. Moving on to Tri-City and, a program there that he is going to, I think, help immensely. He's excited about it, but talking to him last night at the gathering, kind of the send-off for Billy, really emotional and really attached to Michigan Tech in the short time that he's been here.
Well, you could tell and how strongly he feels about Michigan Tech, the community, the Copper Country, and what an impact that it made on him. Obviously he made a huge impact on our program at Michigan Tech, and I want to thank him personally for that. But at the same time, I think he fell in love with the area and the passion of the people, and how caring the people are, and how friendly the people are. And, Billy and I had a conversation about that, and how, there's places you are in your life, and you're there, and then you move on, and you don't really, you have no attachment, or it's an easy move. But there's a couple that haven't been for him, and I know he expressed that this was one that was tough on him, and that's good. That's good. That goes to show that he enjoyed his time here, and he really liked it, and it's tough for him to move. But it's a great opportunity for him. We're very supportive. One of my jobs and our job as a program is to do anything you can to help your players advance their careers if they want a chance at playing pro hockey after they're done here. At the same time, I look at and I take it upon myself I do everything I can to make sure I help our coaches professionally and on the ice and in practice and any way I can, so that they're ready for opportunities and get opportunities like this. So I'm happy for Billy, and I was happy for Damon last summer too. So it's tough. It's tough on a staff because you just get some continuity, and you build up those friendships on the recruiting, especially in the recruiting world. And then all of a sudden, they're moving on, and you have to start all over. So, but Billy gave us everything he could here, and I appreciate the time he spent here and the job he did. And you're right. He's going to be successful there. And I was kidding him yesterday. We haven't had a player. Maybe Phoenix Copley played in Tri-Cities a little bit, but I told him we haven't really had a player from Tri-Cities, so the pressure's on him now to deliver. So he'll do a good job, and we'll support him down there too.
When I talked to him, he called me the night before it was going to be announced, and one thing that he said it was a very difficult decision as far as whether it was the right move. And people are asking me that quite a bit, Coach, and I'm sure they're asking you that. What makes this the right move for him? Because a lot of people look at this as maybe a parallel move or something else, but obviously it's a good move for Billy.
Well, it is, and I think one of the things when you